how do you think Army nurses in Vietnam should be portrayed? You know, or what do you tell people when you talk to them about that? I have no idea.
I just tell my story. That's all I can do. Because everyone had a different experience. Everyone had different things happen. I can only tell my story. But I believe them all. I believe them all, you know, because if that's what you say happened, it, you know. Because I know, I mean, I had friends who were in different places, and they had a whole different experience than I did. So I believe them all. Yeah. Except maybe Pat Walsh's. I don't know about hers.
Okay, I had something in mind and now I forgot.
Sorry.
Oh, geez. Oh, what did you think about the women's movement in the 60s? I mean, you went to Vietnam in 69 and that's kind of when all that started to come out. What did you think about that?
What do you mean?
Just the women's movements, kind of women's rights, women's liberation movements.
Well, I was all for that, except some overboard. You know, it's like, but yeah, we needed that. To wake up here a little bit. But I wasn't a real, I mean, I wasn't a real out there.
So you didn't really think of doing any of your service in Vietnam in those terms, or? Were you from a real patriotic family?
I was the first person in our family to be in the military. Yeah. But I think our family, yeah, I think my family was patriotic.
So it was kind of a, I mean, you didn't grow up as a child with a military father, maybe?
No. No, I was, I take that back. My uncle, but he was a banished uncle. he had been in the service, but I don't think he, I think it was stateside. So I don't think he was. But he actually was. But I mean, otherwise I was the first one. My dad wasn't in, my grandpa wasn't in.
What was that like being, what did you think of being a woman in the military? Did you face a lot of those stereotypes? Did you think people reacted to you with that in mind?
Yes. I mean, you got that a lot. But on the whole, the guys were pretty good. You know, most of them were gentlemen. But, you know, you always get those few.
And then when you came back from Vietnam, you still had, 6 months to serve with your two-year service, or was that it?
Right. Okay. I got sent to Walter Wonderful. And I ended up on newborn ICU. And they had all the things from all over the world.
What was nursing like? Civilian nursing, then after?
Well, like I said, once I got out of the service, I married a corpsman from there, from the first
that
husband.
You met in Lincoln?
He was in surgery.
Okay.
So we got married. I was at Fort Ord, he was at Fort Belvoir, Virginia. We got married in November. I got out, in June from Vietnam, we got married in November. And then I got out in October. But he still had till spring. So then I got a civil service job. And then we moved to Marshfield in Wisconsin. And then that's where the only opening was surgery. And here's one of the first cases. In the middle of a case, and this doctor asked for this, he had some special instrument that he even named it his name. He had his name on it. I mean, it was the so-and-so clamp, or whatever. He named it after. It had his name on it. Well, somehow it hadn't been autoclaved or something, and, it wasn't there. He stops in the middle of surgery and has a temper tantrum. And he stops surgery, and he's standing there with his arms crossed and refusing to go on with surgery.
Till he gets his clump.
And I'm going, you know, this patient is in, under anesthesia. And, you know, the minutes are ticking by here. And he's standing there throwing this fit. And the autoclave takes, you know, at least 20 minutes. And I'm thinking, send that guy to Vietnam. We did cranial cases. We did huge cases with just a basic set. That's all they had. You'd be surprised what those doctors could do with a basic set. And they did it. And here's this idiot throwing a temper tantrum because he doesn't have this stupid special one. And risking that patient's life. It was hard. It's just, yeah. And then I get on the floor and they're telling me, I can't start an IV until I take an IV class. And I'm going, I did them in the dark. And they're telling me I have to take a class? It was hard. It was really hard. And I, you know, I heard people say that, you know, Vietnam nurses had attitudes. Well, yeah, I guess we did, because the stupidity that you saw when you came back, you know.
Do you think that the difference in civilian and military nursing was because you were in the war? Yeah. Or do you think it was military nursing in general? You know, if you had served a year at Fort Ord, would nursing at Fort Ord for a year have been different?
Yeah, because before nursing? I went over, you know, I was at Fort Ord.
Uh-huh.
And it was nursing.
It was just like civilian just nursing. Okay.
Yeah. So I think it was the war.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Having to make do and improvise and...
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Because you came back with all these skills and you were treated like an idiot, you know?
Mm-hmm. You couldn't... Uh-huh. All right. So you moved back. You lived in Wisconsin with the woman that you married.
Yeah.
And then?
Well, he could... We moved a lot because he quit his job every 3 to 6 months. So we moved.
Do you think that was PTSD?
Yeah, I didn't... Once I learned what it was, mm-hmm. I mean, I was already divorced from him then. We were married 8 years. But once I learned what it was, it's like, yeah, he was in full blown. And he, you know, he drank and, yeah, it was bitter. And then I was in it and too, and I didn't know it. So, I mean, here's the two of us, and we have this, and we don't even know what, you know, we don't know it.
Right.
So, yeah.
And is that when you tried to have children with him, or was this later?
I had a daughter with him.
Mm-hmm. And is that the daughter in the play that has...
Right.
And what exactly is that problem with Agent Orange related?
Yeah, right? Although, you know, there's actually, I believe, 5 agents that were used. They were all very similar, but they just ended up lumping them all together and calling everything Agent Orange.
Okay.
But there was Agent White, Blue, Pink, Orange, and I don't know if the fifth one was yellow or what, but there was another color. And I found out that the year that I was in Pleiku, they sprayed more of, it was either blue or white, I forget now which one, but it was bluer, more on our compound the year I was there than all of Vietnam. And I found some papers there.
And so that's what?
Well, and see, I breastfed my kids. You know, they tell you mm-hmm. the best thing you can do. Well, mm-hmm. I want to do the best thing I can for my kids, so I breastfed. Mm-hmm. Well, dioxin is stored in fatty tissue. Well, guess what the breast is? Mm-hmm. So they were getting mega doses. Well,
so
I breastfed.
I think that's where it came from.
Yeah.
And what?
Because they say, you know, they say that it comes from the men mm-hmm. and not the women. Well, my second daughter was born with my present husband, and he never was in the service. Yet she's got things. So now explain that. Now tell me it comes from the man, you know?
Uh-huh. And what kinds of problems are there?
there were physical problems, and we've just found out now that Christy, the second one, she's got all of her heart valves leak.
All of them.
We just found that out a couple of years ago, so now she has to go in and have a echocardiogram every year. But the first daughter, her eye, now most people looking at her wouldn't recognize it, but it goes and then it like goes up a little, it's like it never formed right. Mm-hmm. She's also got some other physical things. She had all kinds of knee surgeries, or a couple of them. They wanted to do another one and refused because they went in thinking they knew what they were going to find, and they got in and they couldn't find anything. Stomach aches, horrible stomach aches. She's the one too with going from doctor to doctor, and they're telling me I'm an over-anxious mom, or she's spoiled, you know, and yet she's sitting there and I'm up with her all night because she's screaming in pain.
Have you been able to get benefits for her or any kind of?
No, they don't do anything with kids. Now they do with spina bifida. And I think there's a second thing that's come out for kids, spina bifida and something else. And that's just somewhat recent too, but before that they would, you know, they don't even recognize it. That's Agent Orange isn't a problem anymore. It doesn't exist.
So that problem never got better?
No.
In your case?
No, and they, I'm sure they, they both have PTSD signs. I mean, of course, so is my husband. I mean, I really think if you live with someone who has PTSD in a family, eventually the whole family's gone. Mm-hmm. From the trauma mm-hmm. that they have from the person who has PTSD. Uh-huh. We have some Italian, or Spanish hamburger up on the ceiling that the kids will never forget about. My kids were scared. I mean, when I went into these rages, uh-huh. they just scattered. They were afraid. I think back of what my kids went through.
Do they talk much about it to you now?
Sometimes, not too often, and Christy especially, she's what is more interested, and she's done some papers, you know, on it and stuff, and sometimes she'll say something to me, otherwise.
Do you keep in contact with people you serve with?
Some of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mary Lou, who
uh-huh.
may or may not talk to you.
Uh-huh.
Cartwright. Yeah, there's a few. And I just, Cindy, the one that I went over with, I just finally, now like 2 years ago, found her. And she's actually in Illinois, uh-huh. near Chicago. And she's been living, we were that close all these years, and I never could find uh-huh. her. But I still haven't seen her. I mean, actually seen her. Uh-huh. We haven't gotten together yet. But, you know, as well. Talked her on the phone or letter.
What about the memorial? Did you go to the women's memorial, to the dedication?
Yes, I went to the first one. I didn't get to the reunion. I had signed up to go to this last November. Mm-hmm. And the gal I was going to go with at the last minute decided she wanted to have a room to herself in case she had, you know, she didn't know how she was going to react and stuff, and she wanted processing time down alone. Well, so then I'd have to get, you know, the expenses and stuff, and it just, so I ended up not going, which is a good thing because my mom was rushed to the hospital, Veterans Day, and I ended up in Appleton, so. Mm-hmm. So I guess it worked out okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I did go to the first one.
Uh-huh. What did you think about the memorial itself?
Well, I like it, but it was real hard because I worked with Diane from day one. On the original one, the first one,
mm-hmm.
for 10 years I did fundraisers and stuff, and so, you know, for 10 years that was what was supposed to go there. It actually, one of the miniatures is at Neillsville in Wisconsin. That's like a 100-acre park, veterans park, and it is there.
Is the statue of the woman with the helmet?
Yeah. Okay. They had three miniatures that they did for fundraising purposes that went around. It's a wonderful in Wisconsin. So, you know, when that didn't get uh-huh. accepted, it was hard because 10 years we worked to get that there. Mm-hmm. But I do like the little. she did a good job.
What are you doing now? Are you in nursing still?
Oh, no.
No. I got out of nursing in, I think it was 90. And then I went to school for massage therapy and body work, and I've done a lot of workshops and things for, you know, doing energy work and things like that, hands-on healing work, spiritual counseling, things like that. But the last couple of years I didn't do that. And I guess I just need some time off, I don't know. So I'm really looking forward to this trip back to Gaylord. It's going to be a healing trip.
Will you get to go to Pleiku?
This is the first trip I've done that goes to Pleiku. But they're going to Pleiku City, and they're going to the 4th Division camp. I don't think they're... I emailed them and asked them if we can, you know, if we could somehow actually get to the hospital, because I know it's still standing. And he says he'll do everything in his power. So I'm hoping, because I think I need to do that. I need to be there. Like you said, that was a distance for me. So I'm hoping.
I'm going to bring everything full circle. What was the best part about being here? What was your favorite?
All right, the best part were the friends that I met. You bonded very quickly with people there, who, because you want to lighten the situation with them, and so you know, friendships are very strong, very strong, with the people basically that you lived with and you worked with, because I really didn't. You didn't really see anybody else because you were either sleeping or working. There wasn't much anything else in between. So I didn't meet too many other people other than where I lived in the Hooch and where I worked. But very strong friendships.
Are you glad you did it?
That, I've been asked that, and you know, I got to tell you. That is very hard to answer because, you know, they say, would you ever do it again? On the one hand, I don't know if I'd ever do it again. On the other hand, if I didn't, I wouldn't have married the person, the corpsman. So I wouldn't have had my daughter. You know, and so, I mean, everything comes off of that. So how can you say no?
Yeah. What do you think is the most important thing to tell people about your year, or in general, all of the nurses?
That came with a heavy price. It's not just the nurses, it's anybody who is, it's anybody who can even heavy price. We have to make us enough. And you need people to change for it.
Is there anything you didn't talk about that you wanted to talk about?
Probably a whole bunch of stuff in the book I'm not thinking of. I had a gal come over. She only asked two questions just a week ago. She's doing a thing on women in all the wars. And the first one was, you know, a little bit about my experience. And the second one was, did I think women should be in the military, mm-hmm. you know, in wars. Mm-hmm. And I thought about that, you know, because she told me the night before what the, I thought there was going to be more questions, but she said the one that I really, you know, that I'm more focused on is your opinion on that women should be serving in the military in combat zones. Mm-hmm. So I really thought about it. My answer to her was yes and no. No, because the question shouldn't be, do I think a woman should be in a combat zone? The question should be, how can we stop all the wars? There shouldn't have to be, should they be there? There shouldn't be a there. You know, why can't we figure out how not to have war? And then the other side of it is, if this woman knows what she's getting into, feels she wants to do this, is qualified to do this, why not? If she dies, is her life any more valuable than that of a young man? Does she bleed any differently than the men bleed? Does her family mourn more for her than they do for the men? Men would have been in wars ever since there was one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had to cut their hair sometimes and wear their clothes to be in it, but I mean, they were always in wars. Helping in whatever way they could. So what's the big deal now?
That's it. Well, in the interview.